Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Brian from Marysville is. Brian, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Brian is here, so Steve means you need to go there, which
Fine.
Is out.
Rude.
For those playing at home, Brian has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What title is given to someone who is knighted?
Sir.
Yes. It is considered faux pas to wear white after what holiday?
Labor Day.
Correct. In what early 2010s year did Washington State legalize marijuana?
2012?
Yes. What country produces the most cucumbers globally?
Mexico?
No.
United States?
No.
Russia?
No. In what U.S. city will you find the racetrack nicknamed the Brickyard?
Indianapolis.
Yes.
Or Indiana.
What color was Obi-Wan Kenobi's lightsaber?
Ooh. Orange?
No.
Green?
No.
Blue?
Yes. What northeastern state is often referred to as vacation land?
Vacation land? Maine?
Yes. According to the musical script, how old is Annie?
Oh, my God. I was in this in high school. 12?
No. No.
8.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 points you scored there, Brian.
Not bad. All right.
Not bad at all. And here comes your competitor. Walking through the doors with swagger,
you
Steve Migs. Are you ready?
Showtime.
What title is given to someone who is knighted?
Sir.
Correct. It is considered faux pas to wear white after what holiday?
Your wedding.
No.
Labor Day.
Yes. What early 2010s year did Washington State legalize marijuana?
2011?
No.
2012.
Yes. What country produces the most cucumbers globally?
Do you think we could get knighted?
Probably.
That'd be awesome. America.
No.
Canada?
No.
Japan?
No. In what U.S. city will you find the racetrack nicknamed the Brickyard?
Indianapolis.
Yes.
Okay.
What color was Obi-Wan Kenobi's?
Indy 500.
What color was Obi-Wan Kenobi's lightsaber?
It was blue.
It was. What northeastern state is often referred to as vacation land?
I'm guessing Maine.
It is. Nice. According to the musical script, how old is Annie?
I don't know. She looks like 7.
No.
6.
No.
10.
No. What covers the meat in traditional shepherd's pie?
What covers the meat?
Mm-hmm.
Potatoes?
Yes. What poker hand do you have if you're holding 2 fish hooks?
Deuces.
No.
Aces.
No.
And blackjack.
No. You got 7 correct, Steve Miggs, and that is a fine score because it is a win.
Let's go.
7-6. Go. Sorry, Brian.
That's okay.
Next time, my friend.
I'm the best.
Have a great day.
I'm the best.
The country that produces the most cucumbers globally is China.
China.
And according to the musical script, Annie is 11 years old. And if you have 2 fish hooks in a game of poker, you have a pair of jacks.
Okay. My brain wasn't computing the question at all. I could not figure out what the hell was going on.
You big poker player or not so much?
No. Far from it.
We've got a new shirt in the Rock Shop that you should definitely check out and add it to your closet. It is the I Beat Migs shirt, and it has your face on it as a Dogman character, Steve.
With the Beat Man, the Beat Migs lyrics, and the 60-second timer. It's a fun one if you're a fan of Beat Migs.
Absolutely need to get yourself one at KISW.com.
The Daily Mix Show.
It's definitely an odd question, but we want to know, what is the craziest or strangest thing you've ever woken up to? 206-803-ROCK. What is the craziest thing you woke up to? 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Stone Temple Pilots. What is the craziest or strangest thing you woke up to? 206-803-ROCK. This is inspired by something that happened to you, Steve Miggs, after the Miles Montgomery Golf Classic.
So after the Miles Montgomery Classic, I had to go to the dentist and I almost died.
What'd you do?
Well, what I love about going to the dentist is I could fall asleep anywhere. So they numbed up my mouth because I cracked my tooth pretty bad. So they're like, okay, we got to numb it because it's pretty gnarly and we got to fix it all up. So they numb it and I'm just like, I'm lolling. I'm tired from the day of broadcasting. So I start nodding off. So Danny, you know this because I think you've fallen asleep at the dentist as well. They put that little block in your mouth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
So that way you don't close your mouth while they're working on it in case you fall asleep.
That is so... I've never had that.
It's amazing. So now I'm like, I don't even need to stress about it. So I fall asleep. I don't know what the hell is going on. Apparently, as the hygienist is shooting water in my mouth to clean the mouth and then, you know, they do that thing, I must have inhaled, like snored, as she's shooting the water, and I inhaled the water and started choking.
Oh.
So I wake up, I feel like I'm being waterboarded. I'm like,
no.
So now I'm choking, and as I'm choking, I open my mouth, and the block that was in my mouth falls inside of my mouth. So now they have to, like, quickly fish that block out of my mouth before I choke on that as well. Let's just say I didn't fall back asleep after that. But that was quite an interesting way to wake up while you're at the dentist.
Well, what about our rockaholics? The strangest or craziest thing you woke up to? 206-803-ROCK. Someone on hold woke up to a dead animal in their bed with them, Steve Miggs.
Okay. That sounds like a mobster movie.
Chat with them in just a second about that. But first, Ted, you're on I-5. Tell us about the crazy or strange thing you woke up to.
I had 2. My favorite one was on my 29th birthday. My wife woke me up, kissed me on the cheek. Happy birthday. My water just broke.
Did you know she was pregnant before that? No kidding.
Was your baby born on your birthday then?
On my birthday, yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's pretty cool.
Talk about moment of panic, though. I don't know. Like for me, I'd be like, okay, let's just go. And my wife would probably be like, okay, you can brush your teeth first, please.
That was exactly what it was, and we didn't even end up leaving the house for another like 9 hours.
That's crazy, man.
And what was the other one then?
Right after I graduated high school, it was not uncommon for my friends to just kind of walk into the house when I was asleep and like wake me up, whatever, hang out. My buddy tapped me on the shoulder and I wake up. He's got his business in his hand and he decides to give himself a 2-rung Jacob's ladder piercing.
Oh.
About 7 inches from the face.
Oh my God.
Can I ask you, I mean, without getting too graphic, is this the kind of relationship you and your friend had, like where he would just freely show you his package, or was it just like he was just...
It was new.
Okay.
Like we'd all done the whole, like, if you lose this round, you're streaking thing, but like,
yeah.
I've never had it that close to my face before.
Okay. Are you guys still friends?
Yeah, actually, yeah.
That's awesome.
206-803-ROCK. Sam from Mount Vernon, what is the strangest or craziest thing you woke up to?
Well, I woke up to a guy sticking his joint in my face before, but it wasn't that kind of joint. But anyway, I'm the guy. I had a soggy dead bird. It wasn't, thank God it wasn't a horse's head, but a soggy dead bird on my pillow.
Where did it come from? Was there like an open window?
Let's guess. I think a cat brought it in. You think it's an open window?
Exactly right. Anybody that owns a cat knows that's what happened.
That's a sign of love and affection.
Yeah, she loved me very much.
The Daily Mix Show.
All the Mariners are not exactly having a moment right now.
No, they'll turn it around.
There's a bit of a slump happening, but fans, they're directing all of their anger at Julio. And it's all because of a t-shirt. We're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Are any of us part of what the Mariners are calling the J-Rod squad?
I am not, but I want to be. Have you ever sat in the section?
No.
I want to do it, get the t-shirt. Like, I remember King's Court.
Oh, yes.
Felix. I did that a bunch of times. I haven't done the J-Rod squad.
The J-Rod squad is happening. The Mariners made a post on social media about it and how you join it. And the fact
you just
that
buy t-shirts and go to the game, right? Or you buy tickets, you get the t-shirt at the game.
Yeah.
But the team is in a little bit of a slump right now, you may have noticed. So fans have, of course, decided to unleash on the comment section. So let's go straight to the comments.
Yeah, once I saw a few of these posts, I was just like, I feel like maybe you'll get a couple of people like tagging, hey, Danny, let's go, or hey, blah, blah, blah. But for the most part, this is just another opportunity for people to complain about how the team hasn't been playing that well.
Oh.
Which hasn't been a good go recently.
Or ever.
There were some good moments this season. We were in first place for a little bit. It seems to be going away from us, but we can still turn it around. So we found some of these comments about the J-Rod squad, the t-shirt that they're offering if you buy the tickets. And we figured who better to read them than the owner of the team.
Oh.
Well, the team's owned by Nintendo.
Got it.
We have Super Mario reading the comments.
Wonderful.
Yes, he is truly. I think he's got about 70% ownership in this team. Okay, are you ready for the first comment?
Yes.
And I question if this even sounds like Mario, but let's go.
I'll start cheering on Julio when he starts hitting. Prima donna for nothing. He doesn't deserve to have me wear his shirt. Someone needs to say it.
Well, you said it, Mario. No, I don't understand that. I know some people are crapping on him. It's not like as if like he forced the team to make these t-shirts and like stormed into the marketing department's, you know, office and was like, we need to promote this already. I don't care if I'm not having a good run right now.
Yeah, I mean, they've probably had this in the works for a long time.
Probably before the season started. Yes. And I'm okay with that.
Yes.
100%.
Maybe instead of selling us on shirts, sell us on a good baseball team. Oh, wait. You can't do that as we don't have a good baseball team.
He's a real harsh owner.
I mean, we're not bad. We're just having a little bit of a setback right now.
Some injuries.
Yeah.
I think when the pitching gets stronger. I mean, Brent, it's weird to say because, I mean, the last few years, the pitching has not been the issue. It's been the hitting. And the hitting's been pretty good this year.
Yeah.
I mean, Julio's doing better. He didn't start off great, but he's doing better.
Yes. There's, you know, only one way to go, and that's up.
Okay.
I buy tickets and wear his shirt the moment he doesn't strike out when we need him the most.
Okay, that's harsh. There are a few moments where I'm like, okay, this is the moment where Julio's going to be the hero and then he does strike out and I'm like,
next time.
But do you get the vibe that people are hating on him? I don't know.
I mean, it, according to these comments, yes.
Yeah, well, yeah, this is the vocal minority.
Yes.
But, like, I don't still feel like people, I think people in the Pacific Northwest still want to see him succeed. Like, I think about, like, Philip Grubauer for the Kraken. I felt like there came a point where people were like, he's not a bad guy, but get him off the team. I don't get that vibe about Julio Rodriguez.
I don't think we're there yet. He's still pretty young. We've got some years left in him, you know.
And a lot of money invested in him.
Yes.
Dude is like my ex-wife. Lets me down when it matters. But unlike my ex, at least he sucks.
Okay, Mario, we don't need to hear about Princess Peach that way. Were they a couple? I don't know.
Yes?
Maybe.
Dude needs to lose his idol status so he can focus on baseball.
Again, I don't think that this is like him having a t-shirt makes him have an ego. And I've never really heard anybody say that Julio's a jerk. If anything, it's quite the opposite. I've heard nothing but glowing comments about people who've interacted with Julio Rodriguez.
For sure.
All right, we have one more comment from the team owner, Super Mario. Mm.
Go Mariners. I still believe. Is it just me that does?
No, we believe.
Well, you gotta believe.
All right, Danny, you're not believing anymore?
No, I always believe, but I don't believe.
Thanks for making sense of that.
You're welcome.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
On the topic of our Seattle Mariners, we're going to be heading out to the ballpark next Wednesday, June 18th. And that day, taking on the Red Sox. It's going to be an awesome day game. If you got to work that day, we highly recommend take the day off.
Or come hang out with us.
Maybe have us give your boss a call and get you out of work for the day.
Or we'll Super send
a
Mario.
Note. That too. We can do that. Plus $2 of every ticket sold is going back to the National MS Society. We've got the hookup on discount tickets for the game. You can get yours by heading over to KISW.com. As you get your morning moving in the right direction, you might be a little bit curious as to know what is happening out there in the world when it comes to pop culture. And best assured, there's a ton of stuff going on. But we're going to tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Sly Stallone has passed away at the age of 82 years old.
Sly Stone.
Wow.
You almost gave me a heart attack.
Oh, my God. That's your guy.
I thoughts and prayers for Sly Stone.
That's your guy.
So I was like, Sylvester Stallone, what?
Sly and the Family Stones, Sly Stone. God, now I can't get Sylvester Stallone
out of my
head.
Up until right now, I never put the connection of those two together, but I think forever here on out, I will always think of this.
Well, you're welcome for that.
Were you much of a Sly Stone listener?
I mean, my family listened to all this kind of stuff growing up, for sure. Was this in your household, too?
No, not at all.
This
is probably the most I've ever listened to this song.
Apparently, he'd been dealing with COPD.
This is the worst tribute to Sly Stone
ever. It really is.
You're screwing up his name. I'm like, I never listened to his music.
He was battling COPD. He had some other health concerns and has passed away at the age of 82.
I'm still just in shock. You gave me a heart attack for a second. Because I was like, man, the day that Sly Stallone passes away, I don't think we're going to be off. Because I don't think Steve's going to be able to handle it.
Steve would be inconsolable.
We would have to call it for the rest of the day. So I could go home and watch all the Rocky movies, The Expendables, Rambo, Stop Where My Mom Will Shoot. End with that one, because that's truly the best of them all. Have you ever seen that? What are we doing? This is a terrible tribute to Sly Stone. All right, let's talk about Breaking Bad. Danny, I know you lived in New Mexico.
Yeah.
How often did you see? I mean, I know you weren't a Breaking Bad fan.
Sure.
But how often would you swing by or see that house? I'm sure friends would come to town and be like, hey, dude, take me to the Breaking Bad house.
Never once.
Never once.
Yeah, I know that people go and that's like a destination. But I never personally had anyone ask me to take them by. And I don't even know where it's at in New Albuquerque.
See, I would love to go, but I feel like the annoying part was there were people that thought it'd be funny to throw. You remember Breaking Bad?
Of course, people
would throw pizzas on the roof because that was an iconic scene from the movie.
From the last I heard, they actually put like a fence up around it, kind of thing. Like you can't get anywhere near it, from what I remember.
And,
but yeah,
and apparently the lady who owned the house was getting so frustrated with people coming by, she decided, you know what, screw it, I'm selling the house. She put it on the market for $4 million, which I don't know if that's. I don't think that's a fair price.
You're not getting that much in Albuquerque.
You could probably buy all of Albuquerque for $4 million. And apparently she's going viral right now because there's a video of her yelling at fans who showed up to the house, which does suck. But I don't know if you should be doing this where you start yelling at them and also spraying them with a hose. Uh-oh. Here's some audio of her yelling at these people that just wanted to see Walter White's home.
Like me because I'm not a Jack Mormon.
Yeah, get him, Joanne. Get him, Joanne. Have you seen anything else but Breaking Bad stuff since you've been here? You can take a picture from that corner. Do not get close. And no tripod, no nothing. Just quick snap. One picture, then you go.
So she already owned the home, and then they asked her to use it for the show. Okay, it's not like she bought it.
Not that I know. No.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that would be really annoying.
I know, like, we're all like, oh, that sucks, but, like, I don't know how I would handle if every day I look outside and there are people, like, with tripods taking pictures. I don't know if I would spray anybody with a hose, but I might go out there, like, maybe, you know, pantsless just to kind of scare them off. I don't know how else.
That would indeed be scary.
That's a different hose. It's a small hose.
Says the guy who walked out when a drone flew over his house and got all mad.
I did.
I think he would walk out there and threaten some people with wrestling moves.
Hit you guys with a chair.
There's this new report that says the average American is only getting 9.5 hours to themselves every month.
That's about 9 hours more than I get.
I'm feeling very jealous. Apparently, it equates to about 20 minutes per day. Do you get 20 minutes to yourself?
I do. I get at least an hour and 20 minutes a day because that's when I'm in my car by myself driving to work. And, dude, I used to dread the drive home. I love being a dad. I love being in a family. But I genuinely love being in my car by myself when I drive to work and when I drive home because I get to just kind of chill out. Yeah, listen to like a podcast or whatever and music and not have to like worry about having a kid telling me what they want to watch.
Let's say hypothetically that you could pay to have a totally free day. How much money would you spend on a day to yourself?
I not much. I mean, I'm on a spending freeze. Well,
apparently, the average person is not on a spending freeze. They would spend $2,521 for a totally free day.
Just for one free day?
Yes. No. And for an extra hour of sleep, they would invest $340.
No. I mean, dude, at most $15.
That's all.
Like, I mean, I would love some more extra free time, but not enough. I'm not dropping money for that.
No. All of a sudden, Steve's going to be like, guys, I'm moving to Portland just to get the drive longer.
Commuting every day. How long's your commute? 5 hours round trip. That sucks. No.
I love it.
It's the best.
The Daily Mix Show.
Would you like a shot at beating Steve this morning? He has a record of 190 wins, 62 losses, and 46 ties in 2025. Rockaholics, let's do this thing. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Migs at 850.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.